Well, when I began to read this scripture, it dawned on me. You know what? There's a lot of truth to this morning. Just keep walking. Just keep walking. When I read about Enoch and Noah, I found out that they have something in common in the fact that they both delivered from the perils and the trials of their world. With Enoch and Noah, with Enoch, God took him out of this world. But with Noah, God destroyed the world around him. But hear me today. In both cases, the Bible tells us that these men, they found mercy and they found the grace of God. Not because they did any great things, not because they were heavenly superstars, but the Bible simply says this about both men. They walked with God. They would not give up. They would not quit. They would not run for the nearest exit door. They walked continually faithful with God. Now this may not seem like much to you this morning, but in a study in prayer lately, it's been impressed upon me that those who will be victorious in this thing called life that we're living are not the ones who are perfect. They're never not the ones who are never going to struggle. They're not the ones who are in the midst of trouble and in the midst of discouragement. They're the ones that in the midst of persecution, in the midst of ridicule, in the midst of family problems, in the midst of peer pressure, in the midst of every convincible hindrance, just keep walking. Just keep walking. See, nowhere do I find in the scripture that you've got to finish this thing by leaping and hopping through the grassy vales. Maybe you're not scaling the peaks, mountain peaks. Maybe you're not making a whole lot of progress. But hear me, but people who will just keep walking with God, God will bless them. Saint of God, hear me. Our relationship with God has always been defined as a walk. Has always been defined as a walk. Romans chapter 8 verse 1. There is therefore no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Watch this. Who walk not after the flesh but after the Spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 17. It says, but as God hath distributed to every man, as the Lord hath called everyone, so let him walk and so ordain I in all churches. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7. It says that we walk by faith and not by sight. Genesis 5:16. This I say, walk in the Spirit and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. From the time we begin our relationship with God, it is ordained that we walk and not sit still. It is the intention of the Holy Ghost that we continually continue pressing and progressing in the Spirit of God. Isaiah 40 verse 31, you all know it. By those that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. They shall run and not grow weary. They shall walk and not faint. So this whole thing about living for God is this. Just keep walking. Say that with me this morning, please. Just keep walking. See, our church, our Christian walk has also been defined a few times about running a race, defined as a race. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1, it says, wherefore, seeing we also compassed about with such a great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight that so easily besets us, which doeth so easily, and let us run with patience the race that is set out before us. In the scripture here, Solomon. Solomon said that the race is not always to the swift, but Jesus says that the race is going to be won by those who will simply endure to the end. The winners will be the ones who ignore the distractions, who ignore the muscle cramps, and who ignore the opportunities to quit, because we've got to learn to just keep walking. Just keep moving, saints of God. It is heartbreaking how many people go through this thing called life. Like a haunted house, man. They have things in front of us that are unexpected. Things that come out from around the corner. They never saw it. Sounds that are coming into their mind, sounds that are coming from their work, sounds that are coming from their family, sounds that are coming from doctors, sounds that they're hearing, and it just makes them want to find the nearest exit door and run out of there. But the Word of God tells us just keep walking, just keep moving forward. Saints, hear me. We have all heard the story of the tortoise and the hare. Why did the tortoise win the race? Because he was faster? Absolutely not. But because he just kept plodding alone. He just kept moving. He never stopped. Was he the quickest one? No. The hare passed him several times. Then the hare decided, you know what? That he lost interest in the race. He sat down and took a nap. But what happened? The tortoise continued and continued walking until he got to the finish line and won the race. I may not be running this morning. You may not be running this morning. I may not be leaping, and you may not be leaping. But I am enduring. I'm just going to learn to keep on moving forward regardless of what stands in front of me. Amen? Is that your heart's desire this morning? That you're not going to quit? You're not going to get lazy? You're not going to look for the nearest exit door? You're not going to wave the flag of surrender? You're just going to say, come hell and high water, I'm going to keep moving forward in Christ Jesus. If you believe that this morning, let's give the Lord a great hand clap of praise today. In Genesis chapter 13, God gives Abraham some great promises here. Some wonderful promises, some powerful promises. The Bible says in verse 14, and the Lord said unto Abram, after Lot was separated from him, he said, lift up your eyes and look from the place where you are, northward, southward, eastward, and westward. For all the land that you see, he said, I will give to you. And I'll give not only to you, but to your seed and their seed forever. I will make thy seed as the dust of the earth, so that if a man can number the dust of the earth, then shall thy seed also be numbered. And I like this verse 17. It says, arise, Abram. Here's the promises. I've told you what's going to happen. Now arise. Walk through the land in the length of it and in the breadth of it, and I will give it unto you. Then Abram removed his tent. He came and he dwelt. He built there an altar unto the Lord. And God said, Abram, I will give you everything you're looking at. Everything that your eyes can see. But in order for you to possess it, you have to walk through the land. You've got to walk through the land. What is the one thing that could have kept Abram from occupying the land? What is the one thing that could have kept him from ever seeing the promises? The only thing that could have stopped Abram from receiving the promises of God is if he would have quit walking. Because as long as he kept walking, he kept gaining new territory. Because God said, Abram, he said, as much land as your foot touches, it will be yours. yours as long as you've got one foot in front of the other. And sure, things are uncertain, and sure, life is uncertain. But as long as you keep walking, I'm going to keep on blessing you. So what is it saying to the church this morning? It's saying that don't get discouraged. Don't be defeated. Don't quit. Don't throw in the towel. Just keep moving forward. Keep moving forward. Now, I'll tell you this morning, the enemy of your soul, saint of God, he cannot take away the promises of God. Oh, glory for that. He can't take away the promises that God has given us. But, there's always a but, right? But he can discourage us to the point where we'll quit walking. That's what he does. He'll try to discourage us to the point where we just say, what's the use? Why do I continue any further? Why do I want to keep doing this over and over? He has accomplished his purpose. If he can get you just to settle where you're at in life and say, you know what? Enough is enough. Just to get you settled and just to make you quit. But as long as you keep walking, saint of God, victory is yours. We may have some hardships to overcome. Again, you may have some frightening things that are around the corner to come. It's just called life. We may have to walk through some unpleasant places. As long as we keep walking, we will get through them eventually. David said in Psalms 23, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. I'm not going to stay in the valley. I'm only walking through it. If I stay here, I'll die, but I've got to learn to keep on moving. Psalms 138, verse 7, it says, though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth your hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. Saints, hear me. God, I'm in the presence of enemies, but I believe today that you are walking with me. I may be scared, but I'm still a-walking. I may be stressed out, but I'm still a-walking. I may be tired, but I'm still a-walking. I may be depressed, and I may be weary, and I may be fearful, but as long as I can purpose in my heart, that I'm going to keep moving for God. And I'm not going to quit. I'm not going to give up. Why? Because I got to get through this thing. I got to get through this thing. Job chapter 23, it says, my foot hath held his steps, his way have I kept and not declined. My feet have closely followed his steps. I read that scripture and it dawned on me. I was like, you know, that's a powerful word. In other words, I've stayed in his way. I did not turn aside. I didn't understand what God was doing all the time or where he was taking me. But I just kept walking. If you get nothing else this morning, you got to get a hold of this. There will be times in life that are hard to explain. There will be events in life that nobody can understand. But those are the times, and these are the times that you say, you know what? Regardless what I see, what I hear, what I feel breathing on my neck, does not matter what the fear or anything around me or looks like, I've got to keep moving forward. I've got to keep moving forward. Sometimes I have to walk through the darkness, but I got to keep walking. Sometimes I've got to walk through the desert, but I've got to keep walking. Sometimes I walk through the fire, and sometimes I walk through the prison cell alone. Sometimes my journey is not always a pleasant one, but I'm going to keep on walking. The ones who get the victory are the ones who not just that they give up, but the ones who get the victory are the ones who keep going. They're the ones that keep moving. And I want to promise you this and make a promise to you. I promise you this morning that wherever you walk, you will not walk alone. That is a promise that I make to you. As long as you keep walking, and wherever you may go, you will not walk alone, because God will walk through every trial. He'll walk through every temptation. He'll walk through every problem. I look at the three Hebrew boys. I look at their story in Daniel chapter 3, verse 23. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and they fell down, bound in the midst of the burning fiery furnace. See, hear me today, saints. The goal of the enemy was to knock these young men down, to get them off of their feet, just to make them fall down and stop progressing. But look at what happens when God steps into the fire. King Nebuchadnezzar begins to look in there. He asked his servants, come here. Did you not throw three men into the fire? Yes, sir, we did, king. Then why do I look down in here and I see a fourth man in the fire, and the fourth one looks like the Son of God? Are you sure that you only threw the three? He said, yeah. He said, well, God's down there walking with them. Listen, you can walk in the furnace that was designed to knock you down off of your feet when God is with you. It never fails. You can walk through the valley of the shadow of death that was designed to destroy you when God is walking with you. Saints, you keep walking when your enemy's trying to take you out, when your enemy's trying to destroy you. And you can just keep on walking no matter what happens, where the journey takes you. Keep walking because God is with you. He's with you. There may be somebody that walked in this house this morning and you feel like I'm walking alone. I just want to give you comfort this morning to tell you God's with you, and God's motivating you. And God's calling you just to keep on walking, keep on moving, keep on coming forward. Don't sit. Don't accept this as your oasis and this is your life. Just keep moving forward. In 600 BC, there was a group of Israelites that were taken captive by the Babylonians. And I'm closing here. Now within this group of captives, three groups emerged from the total number, three groups. There was those spoken in Psalms 137, verse 1. By the rivers of Babylon, we sat down. There we wept, and it was there we remembered Zion. Then there was the group that just gave up. So there was a group that sat down, and all they could do is remember the days of old. Remember the past, because they had nothing, no interest to keep moving forward. Then there was the group that they remembered how things used to be, the group that gave up, they sat down and they surrendered to the enemy. There was those who changed their names. There was a group that tried to blend in with the Babylonians and try to become one of them. But then there was a third group, a group just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and Daniel. There was a third group that refused to quit. There was a third group that said, you know what? This may end our life early, but I know the God that we serve. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego even said these words. I know he'll deliver us. But even if he doesn't, I'm okay with it. I'm still not going to bow down and worship anything that you've got in front of me. Church, I want to tell you, there's a lot of opportunities for us, and more are coming. For our teenagers in here, man, they have more opportunities to quit. more opportunities that are facing them. For our children in here today, prepare yourselves, moms and dads, and for us as a church, prepare yourself, because there's more and more opportunities that are going to be standing in their way for them to just quit. For them to want to blend in with everybody else and begin to eat and begin to drink, begin to look like everybody else. There's going to be opportunities for them to say, you know what? What's the use? Everybody else is doing it. There's going to be opportunities for them just to get lazy and quit trying. Just like every one of us, we've got those opportunities in front of us that are pulling at us daily. Just quit. Just quit. You're going to go to hell. Just quit. But I'm encouraging you this morning, don't quit. Just keep walking. Just keep moving forward, saints. Keep coming to church. Keep bringing your kids to church. You watching me by video and you're hearing this, get your kids in church. Get your family in church. Keep them in church. They don't get a choice. Bring them. Teach them the ways of the Lord. Let them know that the one thing in life that you've got to make sure of is that you don't quit walking with God. You got to keep moving forward. So many things that are in our way. You have any TV or any computer, you heard about the shooting last night. Too close to home. We think, well, not in our little town. It's too close to home. You don't think there's an enemy out there that wants to discourage you and make you quit? Try to do you in? Absolutely there is. But we've got to put it in our hearts to be the third group. Just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, how they refused to bow to an idol. They refused to eat of the king's meat. They refused. They said, we're not giving up. We're not going to just give in. We're not going to roll over and play dead and just let you have your way and tell us what we're going to do. No, we're going to trust in God. We're going to continue to walk with God. This was the group that walked back to Jerusalem when Cyrus released them. It was no stretch for them to walk back to Jerusalem. Why? Because they never stopped walking with God in Babylonia. So I want to be a part of the third group this morning, the ones who will just keep walking in spite of the fear, in spite of the darkness, in spite of the sounds, in spite of the trouble. I'm just going to keep moving forward. The ones who may be knocked down, but you know what? They get back up, they wipe themselves off, and they just keep walking. There was an old tactic that I read about, an old tactic that was used years gone by. And you can find it in Judges chapter 1, verse 6. The Bible says, but Adoni Bezek, say that five times fast. Glad your mama didn't call you that, name you that, huh? And Adoni Bezek fled. They pursued after him and they caught him. They cut off his thumbs and his big toes. That's Halloween-y for you, isn't it? Cut off his thumbs and his big toes. Listen, the reason why is this. The enemy doesn't have to kill us to make us ineffective. Do you hear me? The enemy doesn't have to kill us to make us ineffective. He just has to get us to stop walking. That's all he has to do, is to get us to stop moving forward. In more recent times, armies would take sharpened sticks and they would drive them into the ground with a pointed end sticking up. And when the soldiers marched through the field, they would step on these sharpened sticks, driving them through their feet. And at that point, their marching days were over with. They were done. And this is why Paul said in Ephesians 5:15, "See then that you walk cautiously, not as fools, but as the wise walk." Walk carefully. Watch where you're going. The enemy would love to plant things in your path that would cause you to stop walking. So watch where you're going. Watch what you're walking. Watch where. Watch where you're putting your feet. Part of the armor of God, Paul mentions, is Ephesians 6:15, "And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace." Where? On your feet. Why? Because the enemy wants to make you stop walking.